الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك فاتبعوه واتقوا لعلكم ترحمون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى only through his infinite grace and mercy afforded all of us this opportunity participate in this auspicious gathering organized by Imam Zakariya Academy, wherein not one, not two, not three, not four, but five students will be completing the memorization of the glorious Quran. There are thousands of Muslims who reside in and around the Forest Gate area. And in comparison to the thousands of Muslims who reside in this area, in this locality, around this area, who are within the reach of this masjid, the gathering here is a handful of Muslims. Alhamdulillah, the masjid is full. It's a very good turnout. It's a successful gathering. It's a successful program. But in comparison to the thousands of Muslims who reside in this area, we can say that a handful of Muslims participated in this gathering. And this is what normally happens with all the gatherings. Because only those people are able to participate in such gatherings who are invited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for me to be here, for all of you to be present here in this gathering, it is a great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a great ne'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. for which we need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, we need to drown in the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in future also, we need to value such gatherings. Whether it is in this Forest Gate Masjid, whether it is in other masajid around Forest Gate, value such gatherings, participate, and benefit from the spirituality of these gatherings. Gatherings taking place in the masajid, gatherings associated to the glorious book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran al-Majid, gatherings associated to the books of Ahadith, Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, gatherings associated to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are all blessings. These are all means created for us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we may utilize them and find the straight path and reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the verse I have recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very eloquently gives us an insight on the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces the book, the glorious Quran. Dhalika al-kitabu la rayba fi, the book in which there is no doubt, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ultimate revelation revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The best book, and those who teach and those who learn become the best individuals of the ummah. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you are those who learn the Qur'an and who teach it to others. In the initial part of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a brief introduction to this kitab. What is this kitab? Allah says, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun. It is a book full of blessings. Kitabun mubarakun. It is a book full of blessings. And those people who attach themselves to this book will also become blessed. Blessed in this world, blessed at the time of death, blessed in the grave, blessed on the day of Qiyamah, blessed at the time of reckoning, blessed on the Pul Sirat, and they will remain blessed forever and ever in Jannah. Kitabun Mubarak. It is a blessed book, book full of blessings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am the sender and the first recipient is my most beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anzalnahu ilayka. We have revealed this book to you, O my beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at how beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces his kitab to us. Anzalnahu, I am the sender. I am Rabbul Alameen. And O my Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the recipient, you are Rahmatul Lil Alameen. The sender is Rabbul Alameen, the recipient is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. And what is Rabbul Alameen sending to Rahmatul Lil Alameen? Kitabun Mubarakun. a blessed book. Book full of blessings. This is the introduction to the book. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the objective of this book. Why have I revealed this book? Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun fattabi'uhu wattaqu. This is why I have revealed this book. Fattabi'uhu wattaqu. I have revealed this book so that you may follow the do's and abstain from the don'ts of this book. This is the objective of this book. So Rabbul Alameen has revealed a book full of barakat to Rahmatul Lil Alameen, so that Rahmatul Lil Alameen could convey this book to his ummah to come until the day of Qiyamah, and thereafter the ummah can carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. This is the maqsad, this is the gharz, this is the objective of this book. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا. Follow this book. Follow the do's of this book and abstain from the don'ts of this book. And in order to follow the do's and abstain from the don'ts, one will have to read the book, study the book, and understand the book. So now it automatically follows that the maqsad of this book is that the ummah reads this book, the ummah studies this book, and the ummah understands this book, and thereafter the ummah follows the do's of this book and abstains from the don'ts of this book. This is the maqsad of the Quranul Majid, my friends. This is the maqsad of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we read this book. We read this book regularly, whether we understand it or not. We read this book. Because it is an objective of revealing this book. We read this book. And whether we understand or not, the very first benefit of this book is that the one who reads this book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him 10 rewards upon every letter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, man qara'a harfan min kitabillah falahu bihi hasanatun. One who reads a letter from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him is a hasana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him a hasana. A hasana, a good deed. Something called hasana. Hasana, good deed. Good reward. Wal hasanatu bi ashri amthaliha. And in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when one is granted one hasana, it automatically becomes 10. This is a set principle. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants somebody one hasana, it automatically becomes 10. Wal hasanatu bi ashri amthaliha. So when a person reads one harf from the Quran, one letter from the Quran, a lam ta ra, a lam ta ra, 5 letters. So 50 rewards. Kaifa, 30 rewards. Fa'ala, 30 rewards. Rabbuka, because of tashdid, the ba will be counted twice. Rabbuka, 40 rewards. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in order to make sure that every individual of the ummah understands, every individual, He said, La akulu alif lam mim harfun. I am not saying that the component alif lam mim, alif lam and mim put together. I am not saying that alif lam mim put together is one letter. No. Walakin alifun harfun, walamun harfun, wamimun harfun. Alif is a separate letter, lam is a separate letter, mim is a separate letter. So when one reads alif lam mim in Suratul Fil and he says alam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that he should not think that because alam is together, that alam, that is one component, so if I read alam, I will be granted 10 rewards. No. 10 rewards for alif, 10 rewards for lam, and 10 rewards for mim. Alifun harfun, walamun harfun, lam is a separate letter, alif is a separate letter, lam is a separate letter, mim is a separate letter. And from this we can deduce that if somebody reads the alif lam mim of Suratul Baqarah or of Surat Ali Imran, Huruf Muqatta'at, the separated letters at the beginning of surahs, alif. So when he says alif, he is uttering three letters, alif, lam and fa, alif. And when he says lam, he is using three letters, lam, alif and mim. And when he says meme, he is using three letters, meme, ya and meme. So when somebody says alif la meme, Allah will grant him 90 rewards. So this is the least that every ummati will acquire when reading the glorious Quran. There are so many other benefits also. The barakat that descends on the person who recites the Quran, the rahmat that descends upon the person who recites the Quran, the nearness that a person acquires when he is reading the Quran, the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he acquires when he is reading the Quran, and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that increases in his heart as a result of reading the Quran, and the spiritual stamina that increases within his heart as a result of reading the Quran. These are all other benefits. This is the least benefit, that one who reads the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him 10 rewards upon every letter. The more we read, the more benefits we acquire. The more we read, the more benefits we acquire. If one desires to make his sick heart healthy, or even a dead heart alive, if one desires that his sick heart becomes healthy or his dead heart is revived, then one of the things that he needs to do is to recite the Quran. Recitation of the Quran revives dead hearts. Recitation of the Quran cures sick hearts. So this is the first thing we all need to do, my brothers, my sisters, whoever is listening to me. This is the first thing we need to do, that we need to read the Quran with love. With love. Read the Quran with love. Read the Quran with attention. Read the Quran with total focus on the words of the Quran. With total focus that my Creator is watching me. My Creator is listening to me whilst I am reciting. Our ulama, our mashayikh, they give us very precious guidance. They say that a hafiz of the Quran should try to recite 3 juz on a daily basis. 3 juz on a daily basis. Shaykhul Hadith, Hadrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Nubarallahu Marqadahu, used to say that a hafiz of the Quran should recite 3 juz from the glorious Quran on a daily basis, majority of which should be in Salat. When we complete the Quran, after completing the Quran, we go through a vigorous revision. And as a result of this that vigorous revision, within 6 months, 8 months, we are able to recite 5 juz in one go. We are able to recite 10 juz in one go. And some students are able to recite the whole Quran in one go, in one majlis. This is the miracle of the Quran. So for somebody who is able to recite 5 juz, 10 juz, 15 juz in one go, it's not difficult for him to recite 3 juz on a daily basis. Because he will not have to sit down in a place and recite. Whilst going to the school, he will be able to recite. Whilst returning from the school, he will be able to recite. Whilst waiting for a cup of tea, he will be able to recite. Whilst lying down on his bed, he will be able to recite. Whilst performing the sunnah of Zohar, sunnah of Maghrib, sunnah of Isha, he will be able to recite. It's not difficult. So when we already know the Quran, if we continue following this advice of Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi and recite 3 juz on a daily basis, majority of which is in Salah, will we ever forget the Quran? Never. Never. We put so much effort, my young friends, my students, my Huffaz friends, we put so much effort, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. We leave no stone unturned to become Huffaz of the Quran. And then the revision takes place, as a result of which we know the Quran. We are able to lead 20 rakat in Taraweeh. That is how much we know the Quran. But our problem is that once we leave the madrasa, we do not recite the Quran. And because we do not recite the Quran leaves us. I have come here today at this academy, at this masjid, and Maulana Anas Sahib Zida Majduhum, he is my friend. Majority of you may not know that we have studied together for 6 years in one class. Right from the first year of the Alim class until Bukhari Sharif, we have studied together at Darul Umbari together. Very close friends, very good friends throughout 6 years. Throughout 6 years, no, you have ups and downs, but throughout 6 years, alhamdulillah, no argument, no quarreling, no differences of opinion, alhamdulillah, throughout 6 years. If Maulana does not entertain me, I may try a second time, a third time. But if I feel that Maulana is not entertaining me, I will stop coming here. Quran has come into our hearts. And if we don't entertain the Quran will leave us. That is why Quran leaves us, because we don't entertain Quran. When we are in our Hifz class, we entertain the Quran daily. We learn our sabak. We learn our sabak para. We learn our dor. We are always reciting at home as well, in the class as well. So because we entertain the Quran readily comes towards us and enters our heart. The whole Quran enters our heart. And after we graduate, because we don't entertain the Quran slowly, slowly becomes unhappy with us and leaves us. So I'm advising the 5 Huffaz who are completing the glorious Quran today, and also all the other Huffaz, including myself, that we have to keep ourselves attached with the Quran, and we have to make sure that today we have become Hafid of the Huffaz of the Quran. We need to remain Huffaz of the Quran until we breathe our last. Because if we don't remain Huffaz of the Quran, then on the day of Qiyamah, we will not be able to recite the Quran. And when we are unable to recite the Quran, Allah will not recognize us as Hafiz of the Quran. People will not recognize us as Hafiz of the Quran. So no reward. Reward is for the Hafiz of the Quran. And if we remain Hafiz of the Quran, no more. And the non-Huffaz need to read. Our Mashayikh, our Ulama guide us. Read 1 juz from the glorious Quran on a daily basis. 1 juz from the glorious Quran on a daily basis. So let us make a program of reciting the Quran. Number one, daily we will read Yasin Sharif in the morning. Before going to sleep, we will try our utmost to recite Suratul Mulk and Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. If possible, Surah Waqia. We can begin with Yasin Sharif. After a few weeks, we can allocate time for Suratul Mulk, Tabarakalladhi. After a few months, we can allocate time for Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. After a few months, we can allocate time for Surah Waqia. Every Friday, we will read Suratul Kahf, inshallah. And Suratul Kahf will take us maybe 15 minutes, 20 minutes in the initial stages. So if it becomes too difficult, then we will begin with one ruku from this Friday, inshallah. And thereafter, we will increase it to two ruku, and then three ruku, and then four ruku, then five ruku. Once we get the hang of it, inshallah, it won't take more than 12 minutes. And we will do this for our benefits. It will, if we recite Yasin Sharif in the morning, it will benefit us. It will benefit us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Man qara'a Yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawaijuhu. One who reads Yasin Sharif first thing in the morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill all his needs of the day. So we are benefiting. We have so many needs. Those people who recite Suratul Mulk and Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, they are saved from the punishment of the grave and from the questioning on the day of Qiyamah. So one who reads Suratul Mulk and Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda before going to sleep, their akhirah will be secured. And one who reads Suratul Waqiyah daily, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qara'a Suratul Waqiyah kulla laylatin lam tusibhu faqatun. One who reads Suratul Waqiyah every night, then poverty will not strike his home. So that will secure our worldly life. And with this, we need to recite Suratul Kahf. Suratul Kahf. Every week, every Friday, from Thursday Maghrib until the following day Maghrib, anytime, read Suratul Kahf. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that one who reads Suratul Kahf on every Friday, Usima minad Dajjal, Allah will save him from the fitna of Dajjal. That means, if he is alive, when Dajjal appears, Dajjal will not be able to mislead him. And in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that no fitna will come upon my ummah which is more greater than the fitna of Dajjal. So if Suratul Kahf becomes a shield against the fitna of Dajjal, then we can deduce that Suratul Kahf is a shield from every fitna. And we are passing through a time of fitna, a time of test and trial. It is very difficult to differentiate between haq and batil, right and wrong, truth and falsehood. During these times, in order to save ourselves from fitan, from trials, from tests, from being misled, from sleeping, from losing the straight path, from losing the focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to hold fast to the recitation of Suratul Kahf every Friday. And with these five surahs, four surah on a daily basis, one surah on a weekly basis, we can slowly build up. We need to recite the glorious Quran from beginning till the end. From beginning till the end. We begin from Surah Fatiha and we continue reciting throughout the year until we reach the end. Once we have reached the end, we begin again. And we continue. Once we have completed, again we begin. According to Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, it is compulsory. It is necessary. It is necessary to complete the Quran every 40th day. That means it is necessary, according to Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, to complete the glorious Quran 9 times in a year. And according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, a person should complete the glorious Quran at least twice in a year. At least twice. We have become so negligent, my friends, that majority of the Muslims are unable to even complete the glorious Quran in the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, we are unable to complete the recitation of the glorious Quran. So let us make a firm resolution. The Huffaz need to make a resolution that inshallah with these surahs, we will recite the glorious Quran daily, three juz. Majority will be in Salat inshallah. And the non-Huffaz, we will recite the glorious Quran daily. With these five surahs, we will recite at least one juz. And if at this precise moment we feel that because I am very busy or maybe lazy, either it's busy or lazy, one juz is not possible, let us begin with half. Let us begin with quarter. Let us begin with one ruku daily, one page daily, but daily. And if the Huffaz feel that I have forgotten the Quran, how can I recite three juz? You can recite one and a half juz twice. You can recite one juz thrice. You can recite half juz six times. You can begin by reciting quarter juz. Learn quarter juz and recite it 11 times. Before you know, you will have the Quran to memory again, inshallah. So we need to read the Quran. We need to read the Quran. Yahya ibn Ma'in rahimahullah ta'ala says that Imam Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Qattan rahimahullah ta'ala completed one Quran daily for continuously 20 years. For continuously 20 years, Imam Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Qattan rahimahullah ta'ala completed the glorious Quran daily. And Imam Abu Bakr ibn Iyash rahimahullah ta'ala completed the glorious Quran daily from Alhamdulillah till one Nas daily recitation for how many years? 30 years. 30 years continuously. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi completed the glorious Quran in the house where he passed away. First he lived in Makkah Mukarramah. He travelled for ilm also, thousands of miles. He lived in Makkah Mukarramah, he lived in Madinah Munawwara also. And in the latter stages of life, he migrated to Egypt and he passed away in Egypt, Misr. So he said to his daughter, when Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi was in his final stages, so he spent a few years of his final life in Egypt, not the whole life. So his daughter came and she sat next to him as he was passing away, and she looked very worried and she started to weep. So Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, assuming that my daughter is weeping because she is worried about me, because Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam of his time, so imagine the level of the taqwa of his daughter. So assuming that my daughter is crying and weeping because she is worried about my hereafter, what will happen to me in the grave? So in order to console her, he said, my daughter, don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. Because only the recitation of the Quran, only salat, zikr, my ta'lim, ta'allum, tahajjud, put everything. Only the recitation of the Quran. Alhamdulillah, in this house where I am dying in Egypt, in this house, he used to spend a lot of time in the masjid, in the madrasa teaching. He said, in this house only, I have completed 4,000 Qurans. 4,000 Quran in this house only. So what about the Qurans he may have completed in the masjid, the recitation outside? The Qurans that he completed whilst he lived in Makkah Mukarramah, whilst he was in his travels. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, the house he passed away in that house he completed 7,000 Quran. And Imam Shu'ba rahimahullahu ta'ala, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith during his time, a great muhaddith, he said that Alhamdulillah, throughout my life I have completed 24,000 Quran. 24,000 Quran, Allah. Allahu Akbar, 24,000 crore. This is to encourage us. This is to encourage. If they are able to read thousands of Qurans, we should be able to complete a few dozens before we pass away from this world. And they would recite the Quran with tajweed, they would recite the Quran whilst understanding the Quran, and they would sometimes repeat one verse for maybe half an hour, maybe 1 hour, maybe the whole night. A student of Imam Ahmad ibn Abil Hawari, rahimahullah ta'ala, says that I left the masjid after Isha Salat and I passed by the house of my teacher, Sheikh Ahmad ibn Abil Hawari, rahimahullah ta'ala, and I, whilst passing by, I heard that he was reciting the Quran, so he had already started his tahajjud. Straight after Isha, he had already started his tahajjud. And he said that I noticed that he was reciting one verse only. So he had studied his tahajjud. And in his tahajjud, he began reciting Suratul Fatiha. And in Suratul Fatiha, he stopped at Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. When a person is reciting the Quran, whilst understanding the Quran, appreciating the fact that my Creator is watching me and he is listening to me, and he has a special message for me in this, then a particular verse attracts his heart and he stops. Sometimes he smiles, sometimes he cries. So he is Iyyaka Na'budu, only you do we worship. Wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, and only from you do we seek help. So this student says that I stopped and I heard that my teacher is reciting the same verse. Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. So he left. He was also a scholar. He understood that the Shaykh has found a special ecstasy in this particular portion today and he has been connected to this verse. So he is reciting. He said, I went home. And I went to sleep. He said, before the time of Subha Sadiq, before dawn, I got up, I did what I needed to do, tahajjud, dhikr, whatever. And he said, I left for the masjid early. So before Subha Sadiq, the time for tahajjud was still running. He said, when I was going to the masjid, I heard that he is still in tahajjud and he is still reciting the same verse. Iyyaka na'budu. Throughout the night, only one verse, Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. Imagine the ecstasy that they must have experienced while reciting the Quran. And because we are unwell, because we are sick, Quran becomes very bitter for us. Dhikrullah becomes very bitter for us. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he has mentioned a few signs of a sick heart. And one thing he said was that when one is able to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when one longs to recite the Quran, when one longs to remember Allah, when one longs to perform salat, when one is able to engage in ibadah, he is able to concentrate, he cannot let go of it, he needs to force himself to let go of it, then that is a sign that his heart is healthy and sound. And if it is the opposite, that he has to push himself. And when he engages, then it is his desire to come out of this engagement as soon as possible. That is a sign that he has a sick heart. In the month of Ramadan, we look for that masjid where Taraweeh is the fastest. In the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan. And what has Allah done in the month of Ramadan? Punished us. Punished us that this is punishment, that perform 20 rakat extra. No. He has granted us this as a gift. It's like Maulana Anas Sahib being the head of this institute and being a teacher of this institute. And he is giving the Dora students or Mishkat students or Rabi Awal students opportunity to sit with him daily for half an hour. And the students are very understanding. And they appreciate the time that the teacher, their head, is giving them. And suddenly Maulana says that for the next 1 month, inshallah, I will sit with you for 1 hour. How will they feel? They will feel privileged. They will feel happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by making Tarawih Sunnah Muakkada during the month of Ramadan is giving us this privilege of being able to stand in his court for at least 1 hour, 1.5 hour extra. And we take this as a burden. Allah says, no, this is the month of Ramadan. And in the month of Ramadan, my servants deserve more from me. More from me. They are able to, they should come and stand. And we take it as a burden. So we need to recite the Quran. We need to understand the Quran. Understand the Quran. The ulama needs to study the Quran. The ulama. Because they are able to. They have the know-how. Because they have studied for 6 years, 8 years, 10 years in a madrasa. They have the know-how of understanding the Quran. And we who do not have the know-how of understanding the Quran, we need to sit in the durus of the ulama. The durus of the Quran imparted by authentic, reliable ulama, and we need to understand the message of the Quran. Message of the Quran. Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, a very great scholar. Very great scholar. And they would study the Quran and try to understand what is Allah saying to me in this particular verse. And so many, it's an ocean. Every time you ponder on the verses of the Quran, Allah grants you new ulum and new ma'arif. So Allah Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala says that when rubbama ta'alatu 'ala al-ayatil wahidati 100 tafsiratin, he said that there were certain times when in order to acquire the ulum hidden in a particular verse from the glorious Quran, I would study 100 tafsirs. 100 tafsirs. So the ulama need to study the tafsir, and from the tafsir try to understand the Quran and impart it. They need to import the tafsir and thereafter impart it to the masses. And the masses need to sit in the company of the ulama. If the masses who have no connection with Arabic, who have no connection with the science of the Quran, science of the Sharia, science of Hadith, if they try to understand the Quran themselves by just reading the translation, or by just reading the Quran, somebody who knows Arabic, he will slip, he will falter, he will misunderstand. You need more than 15 sciences to be able to understand the glorious Quran. So we need to sit in the company of the ulama. So we read the Quran on our own with tajweed. If tajweed is weak, we start reciting the Quran, ask Allah for forgiveness, and simultaneously we make our tajweed better. And at the same time, on a weekly basis, we try to find a good alim, sit in his company, in his durus of the Quran, and understand the Quran. And thirdly, once we understand the Quran, then we will be able to follow the do's and abstain from the do's. Now we have become successful. This is the gharz of the Quran. This is the maqsad of the Quran. That we read the Quran, we understand the Quran, and after understanding the Quran, we carry out the do's and we abstain from the don'ts. However bitter it may seem, the Quran says, perform salat, we will perform salat, whether it is bitter or whether it is sweet. In the initial stages, it will always be bitter. But this bitterness will change into sweetness, inshallah. It will change into sweetness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces the kitab. After introducing the kitab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the objective of the kitab. The objective is that we read, we understand, and thereafter we implement. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions what you will get for carrying out the do's and abstaining from the do's. Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Allah will shower His mercies upon you. Allah will shower His mercies upon you. Where in Jannah? Yes, in Jannah also. Only in Jannah? No. Those people who read the Quran, and those people who understand the Quran, and those people who practice upon the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower His mercies in this very world. In this very world. Allah will shower His mercies in this world. Allah will solve our individual problems. Allah will solve our collective problems. If an individual holds fast to the Quran, Allah will solve his individual problems. And if the Ummah as a whole holds fast to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will solve our collective problem. So Allah will shower mercy in this world. Allah will shower His mercies at the time of death. Allah will shower His mercies in the grave. Allah will shower His mercies in the grave. There are various reasons as to why the qabr does not devour the body of a person. There are so many people, for some reason the qabr was opened, or the qabr opened by itself due to heavy rain, and the body was fresh as it was when it was buried. And when was it buried? 10 years ago. When was it buried? 100 years ago. When was it buried? 500 years ago. From amongst the many reasons, one reason is that this person was Sahibul Quran. Sahibul Quran means he recited the Quran, he understood the Quran, and he practiced the Quran. So Allah showers His mercies in the grave also. Allah will shower His mercy on the day of Qiyamah when He is resurrected. Allah will shower His mercy at the time of reckoning. Allah will shower His mercy when He has to cross the Sirat. He will cross the Sirat with the speed of lightning. And Allah will shower His mercies in Jannah with so much reward. So much reward. So much reward. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, after his demise, somebody saw him in the dream and somebody asked him, how did Allah deal with you? So he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me stand in front of His arsh. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the angels that bring clothes from Jannah made of gold, made of threads of gold. And bring a pair of shoes from Jannah made of gold. And let my servant Ahmad ibn Hanbal wear these shoes and wear these clothes. So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi said, I said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with respect that, oh Allah, for which amal are you rewarding me? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for your connection with my book, glorious Quran. La'allakum turhamun. Allah will shower mercies in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to follow these advices. I am very honored to be here. I am very happy to be here. When a person is granted the opportunity to visit any Islamic institute, masjid, madrasa, a person feels happy. When a person is granted the opportunity to participate in an auspicious gathering like the Khatmul Quran, a person becomes happy. But sometimes you feel more happy because he is connected to somebody who is dearer to you. And because Maulana is my friend, Maulana is my classmate, it is so soothing to see that Alhamdulillah, my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted a friend of mine, and Allah is taking the khidmat of deen from him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase him more and more, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him barakah in his age, barakah in his ilm, and give him more progress in whatever he is doing, whatever he intends to do, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make his team more stronger as well, and always grant him all the resources, material and spiritual, that are required to progress. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wal aqibatu lil muttaqin. والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها، وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان، واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك، ولا تنسنا ذكرك، ولا تهتك عنا سترك، ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها، وخير أعمارنا أواخرها، وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. يا ولي الإسلام وأهله، ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد، ونعيما لا ينفد، ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة، جنة الخلد. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء، وبرد العيش بعد الموت، ولذة النظر إلى وجهك، والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام، والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات، والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق، ووحد صفوفهم. اللهم أنقل إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين، والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم، واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا، وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا، وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار، واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله، ويحرم حرامه، ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا، وجلاء أحزاننا، وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا، وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة، وفي الآخرة حسنة، وقنا عذاب النار. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين. رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما، یسر و سہولت کا معاملہ فرما، عفو و عافیت کا معاملہ فرما، فضل و عنایت کا معاملہ فرما، حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما. یہ ارحم الراحمین، ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. یہ ارحم الراحمین، ہم بڑے نالائق ہیں. یہ ارحم الراحمین، گناہوں میں ہماری زندگیاں گزری ہیں. الہ العالمین، جسم کا ہر عضو تیرا نافرمان ہے. الہ العالمین، معاف فرما دے، معاف فرما دے، معاف فرما دے. اے ارحم الراحمین، معاف فرما دے. اے ارحم الراحمین، اگر تو ہمیں معاف کر دے گا، تیرے خزانے میں کوئی کمی نہیں آئے گی. لیکن الہ العالمین، ہم غریبوں کا، مسکینوں کا سب کچھ بن جائے گا. اے ارحم الراحمین، ہماری بگڑی ہوئی کو بنا دے، ہماری گناہوں کے بھور میں پھنسی ہوئی کشتی کو پار لگا دے. اے ارحم ابراہیمین ہمیں اپنا بنا لے, ہمیں اپنا بنا لے, ہمیں اپنا بنا لے, اپنے محبین اس شاخ میں شامل فرما دے. الہ العالمین اپنے محبوبین میں شامل فرما دے, اپنے مقربین میں شامل فرما دے, اپنے اولیاء میں شامل فرما دے, اپنے اولیاء میں شامل فرما دے, اپنے اولیاء میں شامل فرما دے. اے ارحم الراحمین ہمارے قلوب کا تزکیہ فرما دے. الہ العالمین غزائل سے پاک فرما دے, خسائل سے آراستہ فرما دے. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین رحم کا معاملہ فرما, کرم کا معاملہ فرما, رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما. یا حنان یا منان کرم کا معاملہ فرما, رحم کا معاملہ فرما. یا ذل جلال والاکرام, یا ذل جلال والاکرام, یا ذل جلال والاکرام رحم کا معاملہ فرما, کرم کا معاملہ فرما. مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما. اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا سچا عشق نصیب فرما. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنتوں کی اتباع کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ہمیں آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی شریعت کے خدام میں شامل فرما. الہ العالمین علم نبوت سے آراستہ فرما, علم نبوت سے وابستگی عطا فرما. الہ العالمین صورت سے بچا کر حقیقت نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین صورت و حقیقت کا مجموعہ نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین نور نصیب فرما, روح نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین حسن خاتمہ کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما, سوئے خاتمے سے محفوظ فرما. الہ العالمین بری موت سے بچا لے, بری موت سے بچا لے. اے اللہ بری موت سے بچا لے. اے ارحم الراحمین تیری رضا والی موت نصیب فرما, ولایت والی, مقام صدیقیت والی موت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین تیری معرفت والی موت نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین سجدے والی, رکوع والی. الہ العالمین تجھے تیرے ذکر والی, تیری تسبیح والی. اے ارحم الراحمین تیرے راستے والی. اے ارحم الراحمین تعلیم و تعلم والی. اے ارحم الراحمین حرمین شریفین والی. الہ العالمین موت نصیب فرما, موت نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین امت کے پانچ معصوم بچوں نے قرآن مجید کو پورا حفظ کیا ہے. الہ العالمین بہت مبارک مجلس ہے. الہ العالمین مغرب سے پہلے کا وقت ہے, وقت ابھی بہت مبارک ہے. اے ارحم الراحمین علماء کا بڑا مجمع ہے. اے ارحم الراحمین صلحاء بھی بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں. اے ارحم الراحمین بچے معصوم بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں. الہ العالمین عورتیں بھی اس دعا میں شریک ہیں. الہ العالمین معذور, بوڑھے, مریض بھی آئے ہوئے ہیں. الہ العالمین کوئی تو ان میں سے تیری بارگاہ میں ضرور مقبول ہوگا. الہ العالمین اس کی برکت سے, قرآن مجید کی برکت سے. الہ العالمین ہمیں اپنے اولیاء میں شامل فرما لے, ہمیں اپنے اولیاء میں شامل فرما لے, ہمیں اپنے اولیاء میں شامل فرما لے. الہ العالمین ختم قرآن کے موقع پر لوگ بہت امیدیں لے کر آتے ہیں. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین تجھ سے بہت امیدیں وابستہ کر کے آتے ہیں, اس لیے کہ تیرے محبوب نبی ہمارے آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ہمیں امیدیں دلائی ہے. ختم قرآن کے موقع پر دعائیں قبول ہوتی ہیں. الہ العالمین یہاں تو کئی قرآن ختم ہوئے. الہ العالمین کتنے سالوں کی محنت کے نتیجے میں قرآن ختم ہوئے. الہ العالمین بڑی امیدیں لے کر آئے. اے اللہ, اے اللہ, اے اللہ جھولیوں کو بھر دے, جھولیوں کو بھر دے, جھولیوں کو بھر دے. الہ العالمین اپنے سے کسی کو محروم نہ فرما. اے اللہ محروم نہ فرما, اے اللہ محروم نہ فرما. خدا کی قسم نہ اٹھ سکے گا قیامت تک جسے تو نے اپنی نظروں سے گرا کے چھوڑ دیا. اے رب الرحیم, اے رب الرحیم نظر کرم فرما دے, نظر کرم فرما دے, نظر کرم فرما دے. اے اللہ پورے مجمع پر رحمت کی بارشیں برسا دے. الہ العالمین رحمت کی بارشیں برسا دے. اے اللہ, اے اللہ تیرا خزانہ تو بہت وسیع ہے. الہ العالمین اس مبارک تقریب کی برکت سے پوری امت پر رحمت کی بارشیں برسا دے, پوری امت پر رحمت کی بارشیں برسا دے, پوری امت پر رحمت کی بارشیں برسا دے. اے اللہ تجھے تیرا نبی بہت محبوب ہے. الہ العالمین مگر تیرے نبی کو اپنی امت بہت محبوب تھی. الہ العالمین اس کی اس محبوب امت کو
مصیبتوں سے نکال دے, مصیبتوں سے نکال دے الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین رحم فرما, کرم فرما الہ العالمین, رحمتوں کی بارشیں برسا دے اس امت کی قدم قدم پہ, نصرت فرما الہ العالمین, برکت نازل فرما الہ العالمین, نصرت کے دروازے کھول دے, نصرت کے دروازے کھول دے, نصرت کے دروازے کھول دے, ظلم کا خاتمہ فرما, ظالموں کا خاتمہ فرما الہ العالمین, پورے عالم میں رحمت کو عام فرما, سلامتی کو عام فرما الہ العالمین, امن کو عام فرما الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین سلامتی رحمت امن کے عام ہونے کے لیے جن اسباب کی ضرورت ہے غیب سے انتظام فرما الہ العالمین, قرآن سے ہم سب کو وابستگی عطا فرما اے رحم الراحمین, جن بچوں نے آج ختم قرآن کیا ہے انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما, بے انتہا قبول فرما, بے انتہا قبول فرما, مرتے دم تک قرآن کو ان کے سینوں میں محفوظ فرما الہ العالمین, انہیں صاحب قرآن بنا دے الہ العالمین, انہیں اہل اللہ میں شامل فرما الہ العالمین, انہیں اپنے ماں باپ کے لیے, اساتذہ کے لیے, یہاں کے منتظمین کے لیے, جن جن لوگوں نے ان کے پیچھے محنت کی ہے ان کے لیے, ہم سب کے لیے, پوری امت کے لیے نجات کا ذریعہ بنا دے, صدقہ جاریہ بنا دے الہ العالمین, انہیں علماء ربانیین میں شامل فرما, انہیں امت کی قیادت کے لیے قبول فرما الہ العالمین, علم و عمل سے آراستہ فرما الہ العالمین, ظاہری باطنی ترقیات سے مالا مال فرما اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, اس ادارے میں, اس مسجد میں, اس اکیڈمی میں ہر قسم کی خیر و برکت پیدا فرما الہ العالمین, یہاں جو خیرات ہیں, یہاں جو برکات ہیں اسے عام فرما الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین, یہاں کے اساتذہ, یہاں کے مدرسین الہ العالمین, یہاں کے علماء الہ العالمین, ان کے علوم میں, ان کے فیوز میں الہ العالمین, ان کے خلوص میں, ان کے اتفاق میں, ان کی محبت میں, ان کی لگن میں الہ العالمین, ان کی فکروں میں اور برکت پیدا فرما اے ارحم الراحمین, اس ادارے کی تا قیام قیامت حفاظت فرما الہ العالمین, اس کے لیے جن وسائل کی ضرورت ہے سب کا غیب سے انتظام فرما, اس ادارے کے جتنے منصوبے ہیں الہ العالمین ان سب کو پائے تکمیل تک پہنچا اے ارحم الراحمین, نگرانی فرما, حفاظت فرما اے ارحم الراحمین, نگرانی فرما, حفاظت فرما الہ العالمین, جس طرح یہ بزرگوں کے منہج پر اور مشائخ کے منہج پر چل رہا ہے الہ العالمین تا قیام قیامت اسی منہج کی حفاظت فرما اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین, یہاں آنے والوں میں سے کسی کو محروم نہ فرما, یہاں آنے والوں میں سے کسی کو محروم نہ فرما, یہاں آنے والوں میں سے کسی کو محروم نہ فرما اے ارحم الراحمین, اس علاقے میں جتنی مسجدیں ہیں, جتنے مدارس ہیں, پورے لندن شہر میں جتنے دینی ادارے ہیں, جتنی دین کی خدمتیں ہو رہی ہیں الہ العالمین سب کو قبول فرما, یہاں جتنے علماء ہیں, پورے لندن میں جتنے علماء ہیں الہ العالمین سب کو برکتوں سے مالا مال فرما, سب کی عمروں میں برکت پیدا فرما الہ العالمین, سب کے فیوز کو عام اور تام فرما اے ارحم الراحمین, امت مسلمہ کے دلوں کو جوڑ دے, سب کو ایک اور نیک بنا دے, اختلاف انتشار سے حفاظت فرما الہ العالمین, اہل حق کے تین کام ہیں تزکیہ, تعلیم اور تبلیغ الہ العالمین, ان تینوں کی حفاظت فرما, ان تینوں کی حفاظت فرما, ان تینوں کی حفاظت فرما, ان تینوں شعبوں میں کام کرنے والوں کے دلوں کو جوڑ دے الہ العالمین, یہ اہل حق کے تین کام ہیں الہ العالمین, ان کو ہر قسم کے اختلاف انتشار سے محفوظ فرما اے ارحم الراحمین, ہر قسم کے اختلاف انتشار سے محفوظ فرما الہ العالمین, حق کا بول بالا فرما الہ العالمین, سب کو حق پر مجتمع فرما اے ارحم الراحمین, ہم میں جو پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, بیمار ہیں انہیں شفائے کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما, مصیبت زدہ کو عافیت عطا فرما الہ العالمین, جو موت کے قریب ہے انہیں حسن خاتمہ کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما اے ارحم الراحمین, جو بے گھر ہیں انہیں وسعت والے گھر عطا فرما الہ العالمین, جن کی اولاد ماں باپ سے دور ہیں الہ العالمین انہیں ماں باپ کے سینے سے لگا دے الہ العالمین, جو مقدمات میں پھنسے ہوئے ہیں انہیں باعزت رہائی نصیب فرما, جو رزق کی تنگی میں مبتلا ہے ان کو برکت عطا فرما الہ العالمین, آج جو جس حاجت کو لے کر یہاں آیا ہے دنیاوی اخروی وہ ساری حاجتیں پوری فرما اے ارحم الراحمین, ہمارے آنے کو قبول فرما, ہمارے سفر کو قبول فرما, اس جلسے کو ہمارے لیے برکت کا ذریعہ بنا الہ العالمین, ہماری بخشش کا ذریعہ بنا اے ارحم الراحمین, آپ کے محبوب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جن بھلائیوں کی دعا مانگی ہے وہ ساری بھلائیاں عطا فرما, جن برائیوں سے پناہ مانگی ہے ان ساری برائیوں سے پناہ عطا فرما, پوری دنیا میں دین کے جتنے کام ہو رہے ہیں سب کو قبول فرما الہ العالمین, جن جن بھائیوں نے بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے لکھا ہے, جو ہم سے متوقع ہیں, جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے,
خصوصا ہمارے ماں باپ, ہمارے اساتذہ, ہمارے مشائخ, ہمارے اہل و عیال, ہمارے دوست احباب, رشتہ دار, الہ العالمین سبھی کے تمام جائز نیک مقاصد کو پورا فرما. الہ العالمین جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما. الہ العالمین محض اپنے لطف و کرم سے, اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے توفیل سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خیر الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون, وسلام علی المرسلین, والحمد لله رب العالمين, وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا رب.